views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Monday morning. I hope you all had a great weekend and that you're having a great start to your week so far. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And here on the show each Monday, I'm bringing you some of the most gifted coaches, healers, speakers, and authors that will help you work through whatever the most pressing, challenging issues that you face as a parent or a teacher, or really for anyone that works with kids closely in their lives. This way, you can guide those kids that are so important to you to that place of happiness and well-being that we very, very much need today. And if you're tuning into the show for the very first time and would like to learn more about me and what I do, you could go directly to my site, which is mindfocusgeneration.com. And when you go there, you'll be able to sign up for my newsletter. And not only that, my free gift to you, which is a 30-day creation planner. And this will actually help you and your kids to deliberately create the lives that you want. And nothing is more important today than being deliberate about our thoughts, deliberate about what we want to happen in our lives. And speaking of well-being, today's show is such an important one, and this really comes straight from my heart. And if you listened to our show last week, I had Dr. Pat on as my special guest and Chris here in the studio, and we spoke about the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And both Chris and I are on the East Coast, and we know the devastation that has happened all around us, and it's very heavy. It's heavy to see it. It's heavy to live around it, even if you weren't directly impacted by the devastation, even if your home is okay. Well, you know, there's still a lot of energy going on that could cause us to feel stressed out. And me being here on the South Shore of Long Island, I certainly feel the stress, the anxiety, the fear that's in the air. And now that it's 2 weeks after the superstorm that devastated so many homes and businesses across the Northeast, things are now starting to really sink in for so many. And I can tell you that this stress and anxiety that's in the air is affecting people in all sorts of different ways. A lot of health issues are coming up for people because they're feeling the stress and the anxiety. And I've spoken to a lot of people that have been having to go to the doctor because of the stress. And I myself am very sensitive to energy, so I can easily pick up on the emotions of mass consciousness all around me, which is why it's so important for me to work on my own energy field so that I don't pick up on all of the fear, the depression, the anxiety, and all of those other emotions that are very low energy emotions. And it's really important for you to do the same. So today, I really want to address how to use tools to help you and your family through difficult times. And this is also very, very important to do because our kids need us to be the rock. Our kids need to see by our example so that they can feel comforted, they can feel safe and secure. So today I'm going to address really the different tools that you can use to really help yourself and your family. And, you know, as we all know, if you're not in a place, a centered, balanced place, you can't help anyone else. So, like, just like they say on the airplane, you know, if there was an incident on the airplane where we all needed to buckle down and use our oxygen masks, always, always secure your oxygen mask first and then help the people around you. And it's the same thing in our life. We have to be centered first. Otherwise, we aren't of any assistance to those around us, our loved ones and our community. And for me, I'm asked by so many, how is it that you're able to stay calm and centered even in situations like this? People ask me this a lot. And people also ask me, you know, how come things always seem to work out for you? You know, I'm literally a couple of blocks from the Bay and on Long Island, South Shore of Long Island. I'm literally several more blocks from Fire Island, which had, down by me in the east, major breaches. I actually was walking on the beach yesterday. They opened the beach by me, and it's crazy to see how much beach was lost and the dunes and the washovers and the new inlets that were formed. But for me, it's something that I've been practicing for a number of years now. And I want to tell you, there's no such thing as luck. Many people want to believe that things are random, but I really, really want to tell you that nothing is random. Not even events like the hurricane. We create our lives through our thoughts and feelings. We co-create our lives with the non-physical beings of light, and we do that with our intentions. And today, I want to share some really important tools so that you can begin to work with the non-physical realms to assist you in co-creating a life of well-being for you and your family. And hey, there is no denying it. The earth is changing. The world is changing, and very rapidly. And, you know, we can do a whole entire show about why the earth is changing and how that's coming about. But what I really want to do today is focus on the tools. You know, it's never been more important to be armed with the spiritual tools that will bring you through this transition. Okay, so we want to go through this transition, the great shift, with as much ease as possible. I mean, just look at the world around you today. Look at the world. There's no denying that the world is changing in all areas, in world finance, in politics, our institution, education, relationships, and our earth. We're moving toward the fifth dimension. And I want to talk about that when we come back from break. The fifth dimension is a strata of consciousness that is one of well-being and one that is of goodwill for all. However, before we get to the fifth dimension, lots of cleansing must occur. And basically, what has been in the dark is being brought to light. And this is the reason we're seeing so many scandals coming to light. So, for example, the latest child sex abuse scandal that's rocked the BBC, you know, the British Broadcasting Company. It's not that this stuff wasn't happening in the past, and now today the world has gone totally mad. It's that all of the world has been in the dark, and now it's coming to light. Okay, and that's why it seems that everything is going crazy. It's all coming to light. And this is the great shift, my friend. We're moving to the fifth dimension on the planet. Okay, so when we come back from break, I want to discuss, what does this mean for you and your family? You know, what does this mean during this time of transition, and what can you do about it? So don't go away. We'll be back in a few minutes, and I'm going to give you some great tools that have helped me and my family to stay in this place of well-being. We'll be right back.
Prescia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Julie, and welcome back to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And before the break, I was talking to everyone about tools to help you and your family through difficult times. And what I was talking about is the fifth dimension and the great shift. And I was talking about how everything that's been in the dark is now being brought to light. The energies on this planet are available for us all to move into a higher consciousness, a higher dimension. That's what the fifth dimension is. When we're talking about the fifth dimension, we're not talking about form, you know, form like matter. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about levels of consciousness. And we're moving to the fifth dimension on this planet. It's one of higher consciousness where there's respect and dignity for all. And those that are carrying dark energy, whatever that may be, must come to light. And, you know, we're seeing this all over. We're seeing all the chaos come to light. And that is why it seems that our world has actually gone mad. You know, a lot of people are saying, what is going on in the world? And, you know, what does this mean for you and your family? Well, during this time of transition, what's happening is lots of our lower vibrational energies are being released from each and every one of us. And we each of us have different areas of darkness, areas of things that we've held in our unconscious for many, many years in this lifetime and even past lifetimes that we're not even aware of. And this is the reason that most of us have had lots of emotional stuff coming up to the surface over the past years, you know, and particularly moving towards the 2012, December 21st event. It's not the end of the world. it's the beginning of a new world. We're shifting into a new age where we have the ability to create our lives from the fifth dimension. And that is all good things, all things of well-being. But we can't get there if we're holding on to our stuff. And that's why what's happening, as you see all of these events, the chaos, the political issues, the finances, all of that stuff is being cleansed, so to speak. And so is our Earth. You know, you're having these Earth changes, the major superstorm Sandy, the earthquakes all over the world. You know, this has never happened with such magnitude in any of our lifetimes, and it's happening now. But it's not to be feared, and you don't have to fear it if you have the tools that can help you. So I want to give you some tools that are really practical that you can use over the past, that I've been using over the past 4 years or more. Now, number one, it's so important to be honest with your feelings. If you're feeling afraid, you know, don't deny it and just stuff it by digging into a bowl of Ben and Jerry's and turning on the TV to avoid the emotions that are coming up for you. Because this is what we've been doing for so long. You know, we've been stuffing our icky emotions and stuffing them into our unconscious, saying, oh, I never want to look at that again, just kind of go away. But it doesn't go away. We're suppressing our emotions. You know, emotions aren't to be feared, even the icky ones that we don't like. You know, you're not going to die from feeling your emotions. As uncomfortable as they may be, they're temporary, and you have to allow them to flow. It's when you cling to those emotions and argue for the emotions and limitations and you suppress them that they get stuck. And now what happens is you've created a blockage in your system. So, you know, a lot of things can happen with emotional blockages. You know, eventually it forms into physical disease if we don't allow these emotions to flow and move. The nature of energy is that it needs to flow, and stuck energy will cause an eruption sooner or later. You know, you could think about it as emotions, emotion, energy in motion. So, you know, number one, you have to be okay with what comes up and find healthy outlets for these emotions. And for each person, it's different. Some people need to talk to someone. Many people need to talk to someone. It could be a close friend or a family member that can talk to you in a detached way. If you talk to somebody that's just going to fuel the fear, like, oh my God, I know, isn't that terrible? They're probably not the person to talk to. You want to be able to talk to maybe a therapist, a mentor, or a coach, okay? Sometimes for our kids, it's physical activities that help them to release the emotions. It could also be journaling. It's very cathartic to journal to get these feelings out. Okay, so there are lots of different ways to help us move that energy and let it flow. And, you know, it's also, number two, important, so important to be aware of the changes in your kids' emotions. Give them the space to express their fear, their sadness, whatever it is. And you really want to explain to them the nature of energy and our emotions. They'll understand. Trust me, kids will understand, and they want and need to express their emotions. You know, don't, if they're feeling fear, don't say, here, go upstairs and play with your iPad. That's not helping them. That's just going to suppress their emotions and put it in their unconscious, and it's going to come up at a later time. Sooner or later, it's going to have to be released. So you want to deal with it on the spot. And also, you don't want to overreact, okay? And this can be very difficult for many people. And let me tell you, here on Long Island, there is a lot of overreaction that has been going on. And as an example, the gas lines. We had a shortage of gas because of the storm, and now it seems that it's going back to normal. But what was happening was people were overreacting, and they were getting into fear. Oh my God, I'm not going to have gas to get to work. Oh my God, I'm not going to have gas to do what I need to. And people were going online and waiting for hours and hours just to fill up their tank with an extra quarter of a tank of gas when they already had gas. It was caused, people were hoarding. People were getting angry. People are getting angry at LIPO, which is the Long Island Power Authority, and understandably so. There's a lot of chaos, but again, that's, you know, things coming to light where the systems that are no longer working are coming to light and people are understanding and awakening to what's really going on. But rather than screaming at LIPA and what's going on, you can't find the solution that way. The only way to find the solution is to be a vibrational match to the solution. So overreacting is not going to help any of the situations. And this is because of the law of attraction. The law of attraction is a universal law and it's always working. Whether you know of it or not, or aware, like attracts like. You are putting out, whatever you're putting out with your emotions, with your thoughts, is going to come back to you in some way, shape, or form. So when you get angry and you overreact, you're not in that place of well-being where you can respond appropriately, okay? And these things that are going on today, you need to be centered and balanced to make good decisions for your family. And, you know, speaking of the law of attraction, you have to understand that thoughts and emotions create your experiences. It's time for humanity to understand that. That's why we're going through all of these changes. Your thoughts and your emotions create what you experience in your life. Your thoughts are electrical and your emotions are magnetic, okay? So what you think sends out an electrical frequency, and your emotions, your heart center, sends out a magnetic frequency, okay? So when you are in fear, you're magnetizing more situations that match that fear. So you're going to magnetize to you experiences that match, reflect what you're fearing. So for me, it's always important that I go into meditation, that I do breathing work, that I stay centered and balanced, that I write, that I journal, so that when things happen, such as Hurricane Sandy, I'm able to be clear and to think what I want to happen. So many of us think about what we don't want to happen. And the universe is an inclusion-based universe, meaning if you say, I don't want to lose, you know, money, it knows that you're focusing on the lack of money and you're going to get more lack. So it's really important to understand these things. And, you know, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the law of attraction, how you can use the law of attraction as a tool to help your situation, to bring well-being to your situation, and how to use it with your kids, because it's all about our thoughts and emotions creating our experiences. And it's time for us as humanity, human beings, to wake up to this truth. And when you do, you're going to unleash a power, a beautiful power within you that is like nothing you've ever experienced. So stay tuned on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll continue with tools to help you and your family through difficult times. We'll be right back.
Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination. The home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen is having a post-hurricane sale. We are giving away a free generator with the purchase of any new vehicle during the month of November. Check out these deals. A new Ford F-150 for just $269 per month. A new Mazda 3 for only $129 per month. A new Hyundai Sonata for an unbelievable $129 per month. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta sign and drive for $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles, and hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Open 7 days. Central Central is your best destination for service of all makes and models. Remember, Central is the only destination for the best brands at one location. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, Central Auto Group, CT.com, Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
The number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
Lease a new Chevrolet for only 24 months. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner, and Chevrolet has just announced special short-term 24-month leases on some of their most popular models. At MJ Sullivan's, when you take advantage of this program, you'll shorten your term, in most cases lower your payment, and best of all, you'll always be under the factory warranty. Now that's what we call peace of mind driving. Listen to these deals. A 2013 Chevy Equinox gets 32 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. A 2013 Chevy Cruze gets 35 miles per gallon for $169 for only 24 months. Or a 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco gets 37 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. Don't forget, at MJ Sullivan's, we also have a great selection of new Cadillac and Buicks, including the all-new Cadillac ATS and XTS and the all-new Buick Verano. So come to Connecticut's GM leader for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or MJ Sullivan Auto.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti from Valenti Family of Dealerships at the Bob Valenti Auto Mall for 3 days and 3 days only. It's the preferred pricing and more Valenti value only at Bob Valenti Chevrolet. Take $2,000 off every new Cruze. Take $1,500 off on every new Sonic. Take up to $5,500 off on every new 2012 Malibu. We will sell over 60 Chevrolets during this preferred pricing event. Take off $2,500 on every new Equinox, every new 2012 Silverado truck. Take off $9,000. 2013 Silverado trucks. Take off $7,000. Extended cabs and crew cabs. 2013 Chevrolet Tahoe. Take off $7,000 just in 2013 redesigned Chevrolet Traverse at $31,900. 2013 Chevrolet Suburban, take off $7,000. We have Chevrolet Volts. Ask owners how they get up to 140 miles per the gallon. 1 hour delivery, oil change program for life at no charge to you. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you and just smile.
You'll find it all. Bob Valenti's Auto.
Welcome back. This is Julie Kay, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And before the break, I was talking to you about the law of attraction and that our thoughts are electrical and emotions are magnetic. You see, when you have a thought, it just doesn't disappear. It gives out an electrical frequency, and your emotions are always triggered by the thoughts that you think. So in using tools, and that's today's topic, tools to help you and your family through difficult times, it's important to maintain a high vibration. It's important to be very aware of the thoughts that you're thinking. It's time to be conscious. And many of us for so long have gone about our daily lives from moment to moment, not thinking consciously, just letting our thoughts be controlled by what's going on out there and not choosing what we want to think or feel. The time for that to change has come. It's now. As we could see what's going on in our world, the changes that are happening, we can cry and scream and get angry at the government, at everyone around us for not providing us with what we need. But the truth of the matter is, it's because it's time for you to become empowered to realize that you have it within you to provide yourself with everything that you need. And that is to make a great community, to make together, co-create a wonderful government. And the illusion we've been living under, it is they will take care of us. Well, now we could see that that has been an illusion. We could see that here on Long Island with the Long Island Power Authority, people screaming that, hey, we pay the highest rates in the country for our utilities, our electric, and nobody's coming to take care of us. What's going on? Well, you know, the upside to this is something positive is coming about from this. The positive thing is people are awakening to realize we need to work together, and there needs to be transparency about what's really going on. And like I said at the beginning of the show, things that have been in the dark are now coming to light. That's why you see all of these scandals being revealed. It's not like, you know, over the past 2 years that these scandals have just started happening. You know, the sex allegations that have been happening in the BBC, this has been going on for years. The same thing, you know, with Penn State and the scandal there. That's been going on. That was going on for years and years. You know, look at Lance Armstrong and what happened with him. You know, it's coming to light. And that's what's happening. So it's a good thing. And think about that before you go into fear and reaction mode and thinking, well, the world's gone mad. What am I going to do? You know? So speaking of keeping your vibration up and the law of attraction, you want to focus on gratitude and deeply feel it. Gratitude, appreciation, that's one of the highest vibrations in the universe. And again, your emotions are magnetic. So you are going to begin to attract things back to you, to magnetize things back to you that are on the same frequency, vibration level of gratitude. So you'll attract more things to be gratitude, to be grateful about. So, you know, if you were affected by this hurricane, you know, there have been people that I've seen that have lost everything, and, you know, they're finding gratitude for their lives. They're finding gratitude for what they do have, their family and friends. And guess what? That's going to magnetize more people to help them, more blessings for a new life, new beginnings to start over, you know. And through this rebuilding, they'll, if they stay in gratitude, they'll build a better life than they ever had before, and they'll be aware of the beauty in other people. So really be aware of your words, your beliefs, and your actions. Notice if they feel heavy or light. And the next thing I want to share with you is, if you find yourself spiraling into fear mode, ask yourself, am I responding to fear or love? Fear represents the illusion of separation from all that is. Fear causes us to react rather than to respond, right? Because you cannot be responsible for yourself and your family when you react through fear. Responsibility is actually the ability to respond. Okay, so when our thoughts and emotions are in fear, we lose that ability to respond with clarity, you know. And if you've been reading in the news, there have been so many cases just here on Long Island where people have gotten really hurt due to poor decision making during the aftermath of the storm. You know, people getting hurt through the generator accidents, carbon monoxide poisoning. You know, they're not thinking in present moment. You know, they're reacting rather than being able to respond. So the best thing I always do to remain calm is to sit and breathe and to slow down and know that right now, in this moment, I am okay. And that really helps you to think through things and respond to what you and your family's needs are in the moment. And which leads me to another thing that I really want to tell you is so important. Ask for help. I'm really surprised at how many people have been reluctant to ask for the help of neighbors and even family during this time after Hurricane Sandy. Now, the people that have been devastated the most, it brings them to their dark night of the soul. And they realize, they go within and it awakens something very spiritual within them. And they reach out to people, strangers, for love and support. And, you know, that helps to make you stronger. It makes you better from the inside. But there are people, let's say, without power that have been in the cold, and they've been reluctant to ask their neighbors for help. They feel alone and isolated. People feel they're imposing on others, or maybe they're too proud to ask for help. But that's the illusion of separation. We're here on this planet to learn that we are all one. We're all connected. There is no separation. That's an illusion. And the more we continue to isolate ourselves from one another, the more we're going to create situations collectively that will beg of us to reach out to one another. Okay, so it's really, really important to ask for help when you need to. Now, a thing that has helped me to create a life of well-being is one of my favorite affirmations. Affirmations are important. And again, it goes back to what I said with the law of attraction. My favorite affirmation is, I am divinely protected. I have said and continue to say and believe deeply and feel deeply that I am divinely protected. And everything does always work out for me because I feel that. I feel that the angels are around me. So another thing that you could do along with that affirmation is ask for angelic protection for you and your family. And I always ask Archangel Michael, who's the Archangel of Protection, to be in my home with me at all times, to be with my family at all times. But you have to ask. Angels and all beings of light represent our free will here on Earth. We've come here to learn important lessons about who we really are, about our divinity, about our power to create wonderful things. And if the beings of light just stepped in and waved a magic wand to fix all the chaos that we've created collectively as a planet, well, how would we learn? You know, it's like with kids, if every time your kid got into trouble, you just fix that for him, he's never going to learn his lesson, and he's going to continue to create the problems that he's created, you know, whether it's getting in trouble at school or whatever the case may be. Anytime, you know, as a former high school teacher, anytime there were parents that rushed to the defense of their son or daughter when they did something that wasn't in well-being or, you know, it was poor decision-making, those kids never learned their lesson and they would continue to behave in the same way. And it's the same thing with each of us collectively. We have to learn the lessons we came here to learn. And when you ask for help from the divine, they now will step in to help you, because they respect our free will. As soon as you acknowledge that you're not alone and that the non-physical realms of light are here to support you, your world will absolutely change. I promise you that. So what I'd like to do when we come back from break is give you two different energy tools that you can use that will really help you to stay in that place of well-being, to stay in that place of feeling grounded to the earth, one with Mother Earth, because the earth at this time really needs us to join and stay connected. We've become so separated from our divine planet, from our mother, that this chaos has been created, you know, in the weather, in nature. But we're changing that now, and I think we're learning that. So when we come back, I'm going to share those tools with you, and hopefully you'll be able to implement them in your own life. So stay tuned. We will be right back on the Transformation.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Before we left for break, I was talking about using different energy tools. And the importance of energy tools is that it keeps you in a higher place of consciousness so that you remain in that space of ease and calm, even when all else around you seems to be in chaos. It's really, really so important. Remember, you can't help others if you're in fear or anxiety. And it's really important because now is your time to learn the tools to help those around you, to help your kids, to help your family, to help your neighbors, and to be an example of what we can actually do together. So one of the things that always helps me is a grounding cord to ground myself. And if you're not familiar with ways to ground, one of the things that I like to do is, you know, just sit wherever I am. You could do this at any time. You could do this, you know, let's say you're at work and things are getting a little crazy and, you know, you're feeling a little stressed. You could just, you know, take a few deep breaths, make sure you're sitting and your spine is as straight as you can, and just imagine from the base of your spine there is a cord that runs all the way down into the center of the Earth. And, you know, just imagine that the center of the Earth is right there. It could be any cord. It could be, you know, I usually use tree roots because to me, you know, that connects me with the elements of the Earth, but it could be anything. Could be like a cord, you know, like an electrical cord, whatever it is for you. There really is no right or wrong way to do this. And just imagine that you're connecting with the Earth, and that what I always say to myself is, you know, grounding cord activate, just in my mind. And I imagine that I am becoming one with the frequencies of Mother Earth, and I allow the stability of the Earth to merge with my being, with my body. The Earth is very strong. The Earth is, you know, is a place where you can connect to for serenity, for well-being. The grounding cord helps you keep things in perspective. It keeps you balanced so that you're not knocked over. You know, think about a tree and how trees can bend and flow with the wind. You know, obviously old big trees get knocked over very easily in hurricane weather, but trees have this flexibility. They have longevity to them. They're strong. And when you're grounded, you are the same. So use that grounding cord and you won't be so knocked over in life. You won't be so knocked over when things happen in your job, when things happen with your kids, when they come home and tell you what happened at their day of school. If you're grounded, you're in that place energetically to offer them assistance. Another thing is to help clear yourself. Really imagine a golden ball of light coming over about 12 inches, a foot above your head, and just really entering your crown chakra, the top of your head, opening up, and allow that light, you know, command that light through your thoughts to just come through the top of your head, through your mind, your whole entire body, and ask that you're showered with divine light. This light is very calming. The light allows you to clear any darker, lower vibrational energies, and just run that light through your body. Now, there's one other tool that I want to quickly share with you. And, you know, if you would like to go through these tools with me, I'm going to invite all my listeners for a private one-on-one session with me so that I can teach you these energy tools that so that you can assist yourself and your family through these times of transition, because it's really, really important. And they're just so valuable. They're so powerful. And what I'll do is teach you how to work with the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, on a metaphysical level to create well-being, as well as introduce many, many other ways to use energy to create whatever it is that you desire. Okay. And what I'm going to do is offer each person within this week that books with me within this week, you don't have to use the session this week, but if you book with me within this week, I'm going to donate 50% of each session to hurricane relief efforts to help our brothers and sisters. Okay, so as long as you schedule the session with me this week, that's what the session will go to. So it's going to help to contribute to those that really need our support, along with giving you just such an amazing gift of fifth dimension energy tools. And you can contact me by emailing me at Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at mindfocusgeneration.com. That's Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com, or you could go directly to my website, mindfocusgeneration.com. Now, for the rose, the energy tool, it's important that we separate our energy field, our aura, from everything else out there. We need to know what is ours and what is out there. And the rose is one of the highest frequency, definitely the highest frequency flowers in tools in the world. It has such a high megahertz of energy that if you put a rose at the edge of your aura, you know, where if you put your arm out in front of you, that's where the rose would be. Use that rose to make sure it collects up anybody else's energy that's coming from the outside so that you are not taking on anybody else's issues, and you know the difference between what is yours and what is theirs. It's so important. Like I said at the beginning of the hour, there's just so much going on out there that it's important for us to stay in ease and calm. So I invite you to schedule a session one-on-one with me so that I can start teaching you how to use these tools so that you can stay in that place of well-being for you and your family and really, really give them what they need. Because the shift is happening, it's not going away, and we really need to be prepared. We're moving into a new world, and as long as you're prepared with higher consciousness tools, you are going to be sitting really pretty. I promise you that. So thank you all for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I had an absolute wonderful time sharing these tools with you. It really comes from my heart, and you know, I am dedicated to helping our world transition into this fifth dimensional place, into well-being. So I am here. I am your guide on this journey. I am glad to be your sister on this journey. So please join me here every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific time. And next week on Teaching from the Heart, I'll have the inspiring mother, Ashley Ryan, or as she's better known, Busy Mom Ashley, to help parents maintain balance in their busy lives. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.